This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Tigers were looking to take 2 of 3 from the Royals. Michael Fulmer with a great start on the hill, and he got some great support in the first. 2-1 for Justin Upton.
In comes the pitch. And a drive deep left center field. Back goes Gordon and gone. A single, a walk. 2-0 count and a 3-run home run. Kinsler and Avila touch home plate in front of Upton, who has just hit his 15th home run.
3-0 Jake Junis back on the hill, and a swing and a drive by Ian Kinsler, buried deep left field. Gordon at the wall. He leaps up. It's off. It looks like the back wall, and that is a home run for Ian Kinsler. It was just beyond the top of the wall, but hit the bullpen roof and then bounced back onto the field. So a home run hit by Kinsler, number 9 this year, and Detroit takes a 4-0 lead. Pitch on the way is swung on and belted deep to right field, way back. And that ball is gone. And Andrew Romine has gone deep. And that's the 3rd home run for the Tigers off Junis. And they have opened up a 6-0 lead on Kansas City.
Bit this week and be up to the Cleveland test.
Swing and a miss, Perez. And down he goes for the 2nd time of the game. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Moss. And a swing and a miss. So Fulmer with strikeout number 7.
The Tigers go on to win it 7-3. Fulmer didn't get the complete game, tiring in the 9th. Upton, Kinsler, Miguel Cabrera all had multiple hits for Detroit. With the loss, the Royals fall back under 500 at 38-39 on the season. Manager Ned Yost spoke after the game.
Yeah, he was really good. We finally, we were hoping to wear him down earlier than the 9th inning with 2 outs, but yeah, just electric fastball, really good slider. I mean, we didn't really even have any scoring opportunities hardly up until the 9th inning, and just kind of shows you the character of our club a little bit. You know, they don't quit. We keep battling. Jake, it was a tale of good and bad. Didn't have as good stuff at all. You know, a lot of, mislocated sliders, a lot of mislocated fastballs. But with this weekend coming up, with the split doubleheader on Saturday, we really needed some length out of him today. Going 6 innings was a tremendous job for us, saving some arms for this weekend. We got Vargy going tomorrow, so that's good. And Saturday and Sunday is going to be, it's going to be a toll on the bullpen. But at least we got through it today. We only had to use 2 pitchers, and Felice was excellent. Came in, had like a 6 or 7 pitch inning, so that was. That was best case scenario there.
The Royals head home on Friday to open up a series with the Twins. Jason Vargas gets the start in the opener against Ervin Santana.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.